Chapter 9, Test Me in This. Remember the when-I's that we covered earlier, the people who insist they'll be getting around or growing their business or doing this or that or the other thing, when I have more time, when I have more money, whatever. They are the ones who are procrastinating. I will spend more on marketing when I will hire an assistant when I will start delegating when I. These are the people who are always moving the goalposts because of life happenings and daily challenges. The when-I's mostly never achieve their goals. They operate in a space which is very comfortable, but they never have any real growth, and they never really say yes. What I'm about to share with you in this chapter is of a deeply personal nature. It involves money and serving others, and I thought long and hard about sharing something so personal, but what I'm about to tell you is perhaps the granddaddy of all the times that I just said yes and moved forward with a great deal of trepidation and uncertainty. My saying yes to this has, without a doubt, transformed my life and my business. And in the end, I concluded that leaving this powerful story out of this book would be doing a disservice to you, the reader of this book. So here goes. I'm going to propose something about success that is probably going to sound something like you've never heard before, and I suspect your reaction might just be, okay, sure, when I. Honestly, I had the same reaction when I first heard about it, but it is a success principle that is so powerful that it practically guarantees a new abundant life and more success in your business. It isn't new. I certainly didn't invent it. I've had nothing to do with perfecting it. I simply tried it, and because years ago a mentor suggested that I should. I read about this from an entrepreneur who I truly admire and with someone whom I developed a great deal of trust. In fact, I chose to follow every bit of advice as it relates to marketing and business building. I also decided to apply it to my personal life. The principle is simple. Serve others first. When you serve others first, the blessings and abundance flow back to you 10 or even 100 or 1,000 times over. Yes, there is a faith component, and you can call it faith in God, faith in the universe, faith in providence, or faith in some higher power. You can call it whatever you'd like to call it, but it flat out works. I've worked with many very successful entrepreneurs since I launched my own business, and I understand that startups operate lean and mean. Once business owners achieve some success, they open the purse strings a bit more. They are more willing to give up their time or money to support their local nonprofits or charities that espouse causes that resonate with them. There's no argument that's a good thing, but I will suggest that you put the cart before the horse instead. Serve first, serving others before you feel you no longer have to worry about cash flow is a great way to accelerate your growth and accelerate the abundance in your life. Freely giving away some of your money and setting it free to do good in the world, supporting the cause that is near and dear to your heart, whether it's a local food bank, a homeless shelter, building schools, or supporting low-income educational initiatives, animal welfare, I mean, the list goes on. It almost always comes back to you in larger numbers. Test me in this. It's been said that if you're a stingy SOB when you're poor, you'll be an even stingier SOB when you're rich. The inverse is also true. If you're generous when you're poor, you'll be generous when you're rich, even more so. What would happen to the world, the country, your community, and how much more of an impact could be made if people served others first, if people helped more people in need, and as a result of being a generous and cheerful giver, were then blessed themselves with more success earlier and faster in their own businesses. I mean, how cool would that be? Maybe you feel you have not one extra dollar to help someone else. Paying your own bills is a challenge every week and month, and paying down your debt is next to impossible. An extra day or even an hour to help somebody else? I mean, I'm working around the clock as it is. I get that. I truly do. Because that's exactly where I was very early in my life. I faced long-term unemployment, cancer, a heavy debt, Jim, can you? And my immediate response was, no way, Jose, check back with me later. I'm busy building my business. What would happen to your own life as a result of serving others first now? You helped more people or advanced the worthy cause of your choice, making the world a better place. And as a result of your cheerful generosity, you were blessed by the Lord of the universe or a higher spirit with additional success. What if your business started growing faster and you began to experience even more success that resulted in you being able to help even more people, leading to more success for you in a very positive scenario that continues to spiral upward? How much more purpose and meaning would there be in your life? So put the cart before the horse. Just say yes to serving others before you think you're ready. Not when I. You might be wondering about my mentor who first brought me to this line of thinking. You might expect me to share that it resulted from faith-based teachings, weekly Bible studies, or sermons that I have heard since I became a Christian. No, it was marketing guru Dan Kennedy in his book, No BS Wealth Attraction. Yes, I think God works in mysterious ways. In the book, Dan relates an observation in which very wealthy individuals always saved 10% and donated 10%. Giving away money brings more of it. It works. While I'm not aware of any specific basis, it may be a matter of a mindset. You are consistently showing your subconscious mind that money isn't really a big deal, you're not worried about it, and you can easily give it away. When you conceptualize that money is easy to come by, you attract it. The key is consistency, and your mindset will shift when it comes to making money. In my own situation, once I got going, I knew that I could not save my way out of debt. I was going to have to grow my way out of debt. I came upon a principle, and so that my checkbook said, no matter or how busy my calendar was or however phenomenally crappy my checkbook looked, I just said yes. And I said, okay, I'm going to go all in. I'm going to serve others first and trust God and the universe to respond. Admittedly, I'm uncomfortable, honestly, sharing this much personal detail and worried about maybe getting some negative feedback or pushback. But when I first shared this in my audiobook, Served First, but it's gotten over 12,000 people have listened to it. I'm not a financial guru like a Dave Ramsey or Susie Orman, nor am I a biblical scholar, far from it. Yet, I felt God continue to nudge me to simply share what I did and the results I got. I push back because the topic is not uncontroversial, and honestly, anytime you interject God, faith, religion, or discussion about money into any conversation, you open up yourself to criticism and can become a catalyst for heated debates. I'd like to steer clear of those. I know it's not always possible. After one of my DBA events, when I was in wind-down mode spending a few days on my boat, I started thinking about how truly blessed I personally feel. It made me wonder, why me? Why, God, please tell me why I'm so blessed. The answer came in a series of flashbacks about things that Stephanie and I have done for no other reason other than to serve others. God was showing me how the more we serve cheerfully and generously, the more abundance flows to us. I can share without a shadow of a doubt that the less I worried about money, the more success I was blessed with. I am convinced that serving first has 100% accelerated the success of my business. Nobody will ever convince me otherwise. I felt God telling me in no uncertain terms that I was about to share this information about serving others so that those in my audience could try it and experience their own blessings and abundance in their lives. It's the upward spiral. If enough people try serving others first, then more people will be blessed in the process, and God and the universe will respond in favor and complete the cycle of serving first and greater blessings. So go ahead, test me in this. My mission as the Dream Business Coach is to help other entrepreneurs be more blessed with rapid growth and higher levels of success in their business. In the process, if this causes you to live a life of greater meaning and abundance with deeper purpose, and a life in which you serve others first, then I will consider this a huge success and a risk worth taking. When you start the cycle of giving and blessing others, and you are blessed with returning abundance, you'll get more excited about the impact you're making in your community, perhaps the country or across the world. That's when your dream business becomes much more than a way of putting dollars in the bank. That's when your dream business leads you to more than a life of abundance, but also a life of purpose, impact, and deeper meaning. This information has the potential to change the course of your business and your life, as well as everyone in your life. Test me in this. I believe that God is more interested in your heart and character than in your circumstances, and that you must be willing to give freely and cheerfully, knowing you are making a difference in the lives of others without expecting anything in return. Once you make that connection, I believe that's when real blessings occur. Once I was introduced to this concept by Dan Kennedy, I began researching the subject of giving and tithing, certainly seeing what the Bible had to say about it. There was one passage that was completely unambiguous and left no room for misunderstanding or misinterpretation. Consider the words in Malachi 3, verse 10, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, said the Lord Almighty, and see if I do not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing, there will not be room enough to store it." To me, God is saying, give a tenth, a tithe, and I will return it with such abundance that you simply will not have room for it. Go ahead, test me in this. So I did. I started testing the Lord, and I simply have not been able to outgive God.